And good day. We are here in the studio with Ted Park and Parley Pass, and I am terribly excited because they just finished a phenomenal concert last night.
We did.
It was great. So we're going to let them take a little bit of time, tell you about themselves and why they came to Kansas City. Tell me about how you all came together. Tell me about your music.
Man, we just linked up on tour. We was on tour, and I met him, and like we didn't really like, we just introduced each other, but we didn't really like, you know, grow, get close, nothing like that. But then he came to Atlanta, and then he was like, yo, I'm in Atlanta. We tapped in. We went to the Hawks game, you know, watched Trae Young ball on him a little bit. And then, you know, we got cool like that. And then it was really during COVID. Like, COVID, you know, everyone was bored, stuck inside. So he was like, yo, I'm going to come to Atlanta. So what was going to be like a 1 week, I don't know how long stay, ended up being like 4 or 5 months, you know what I mean? That's how we made Dance at Jay Park, and just that's where it really like, you know, got close, and like, you know, he's my brother, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So great. 1 week turned into 4 months.
I worked it out at his house.
Pretty much though, like when I first met him, I was an opener on Dumbfounded's tour, who he's actually really close with, where he was already close with him. And, you know, it was my first tour in 2017. Like, things happened like pretty fast for me, I guess. So I went from doing like art gallery, like 10 people in New York, like all my homies, to like opening for a artist who I really respect. And I was like very attentive. Like, I was like rehearsing, like I was like practicing, and people were like, damn, like, Ted Park's so serious.
Yeah, like, is he mad?
Nah, but so I met Pass, but like, you know, like, we tapped, us always cool. And I went to Atlanta. He showed me a great time. He met my partner, Saho. And, like, I think me and Pass, like, really, like, we're like, oh, okay, like, we relate to each other, you know? So we just stayed in touch, and we started working more and, like, chopping it up more. And then, yeah, when COVID hit, you know, I just got off tour with BY. And COVID was really hard for me. You know, I was just, like, watching movies, like, by myself,
boys.
Like, sleeping like 15 hours a day when that stuff happened. I don't do well like being by myself, so you know, he told me to come to Atlanta, and like that became like my home, and we made some amazing music, like hit some crazy accolades together, and like people were like, yo, y'all sound great together. And I realized like music's always been like mechanical for me. It's been pretty easy for me since I was young, you know. Yeah, like with Pass, like the music is just like, it's, you can hear in the music like authenticity, you know what I mean? And like, I, like, am so grateful, like, I went out there, you know, because, like, that's my brother for real. So now we're in Kansas City. Crazy. We out here.
We've been everywhere now. Korea, L.A., New York, all around the world together now.
Now, Ted, I heard you say next week you're going to Korea, or soon. Are you going to Parley?
No, I will not be joining him in Korea this time. My last trip in Korea, it was supposed to be 3 weeks, and it turned into 2.5 months. And it was a great time, you know. It was a great time, but I'm going to chillax on the Korea for a little bit until the plane ride and accommodations are paid for.
Totally reasonable. And yeah, I'm just, you know, like I have some cool things I'm doing out there, but it's more about, you know, my mom and dad are out there, my whole family's out there, so spending time with them and just getting inspired, like seeing the country. Like,
maybe you'll get some more inspiration for new songs.
Oh, always. Even just spending time with my mom and my dad, you know, I'm just like, wow, like I'm ready to make music again. Like, I'm trying to find like my life happiness right now.
So between the two of you, what's your favorite songs that you guys have collaborated on?
Man, you don't even know. Like, it's my fault. Like, pretty much, like me and this guy, like since 2020, like we might have like 150, 200 songs together.
Easy.
And I, you know, like it's like an artist thing, like artist syndrome. Like, you make a song, get really excited on it. A few days passes, like you've already made like 10 more. And then, like, I'm also very self-conscious about my art. So after 2 weeks, I'm like, nah, bro. Like, this ain't it. We got to do this other stuff. So, but I've recently, like, been finding, like, more, like, pride in what I do. So, like, we're about to just start letting these fly. I'm super excited for people to hear them. Okay, I totally dodged the question. Mm-hmm. Like, what's our favorite song? You know, but I think this new stuff's incredible, so.
So you have new stuff coming.
Yeah, so much.
A lot of new stuff.
Is it going to be an album or just drop singles?
We can't spoil the rollout. Okay, the truth is there is no rollout. Like, there's no plan. Okay. I think that's the beauty of being, like, an independent artist, too. Like, I feel like like rolling out an album or a project, and like I think that's beautiful, and I really respect people that can do that. But we make so much stuff. I feel like I've been holding myself back by not dropping and trying to be more like articulate with the releases. So now I'm just like, let's drop everything. You don't know.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you. When you all have been, you just said you're independent artists. So when music is played on air, are you all getting the royalties? Are you seeing something in your piggy banks?
Yeah, we registered.
Okay. Because we don't know here in the radio station how the money gets back. We've heard from other artists that the money goes to their label. And I don't know how the money flows from there. So I want to make sure that when we play, you get paid.
Yeah, that's on the artist, though. Like, making sure your artist is, like, registered in, like, the media base for the on-air, and then making sure you have the publishing. And just, you know, when you have an independent distributor, it's not hard to collect.
Okay, good. Because we pushed out your music a lot.
Thank you so much.
Month.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I saw all the spins.
Yep, and even the ones that I had to clean. But thank you for sending me some clean ones.
I told you. I got you. Nah, but we'll be more on top of that. And you know, it's like when you're an artist, like, coming up, like, you don't even think about radio play. You don't even think about, like, a broader audience than what you're just making music. So it's cool to even have someone ask you to clean it up for a purpose, you know.
Well, I hope you were ecstatic last night when people were literally singing the lyrics.
Oh, it's beautiful. Mm.
And people love your music. And it was really exciting to see.
I hope so.
Yes, they do. They love your music. We love your Instas as well. I actually love the ones that are, well, Ted, you have a lot of foodie pictures.
Trust.
Pass, my favorite is your nephew's birthday.
Oh, nice.
That was so cute. And then the two of you at that wedding where Ted's going, this is the first time I've ever had a suit on.
First time. Yeah.
Shout out Lydia.
First wedding. Shout out to Lydia, man. Yeah. Bye-bye, R.
What if somebody wanted to listen to you guys? Now, you said you're independents. Where can I find your music?
Just everywhere. YouTube, Spotify, everything. Parlay Pass, Ted Park.
What about social? What are your social labels?
Same thing. Mine is Parlay Pass. And his is Ted Park Boy with the I-B-O-I. And yeah.
Right, well, we watch your Insta on a regular basis. And we enjoy your posts. And when we can reference them on the air, we do. So as I just said, the ones that I've loved and watched recently. Also loved the recent ones where you both had those great posts from your hotel rooms. Those were great.
Oh, you gotta love this though, right?
Yeah, it's totally awesome. It's totally awesome.
Nah, the hospitality and the love here in Kansas is crazy. Like, I'm from Atlanta, so Southern hospitality is like a real thing. But the love y'all showed us is like, it went beyond that. And the crowd, y'all, everything, I appreciate y'all so much. Like, y'all showed us a great time.
Thanks.
Yeah, like, and like, I'm from the Midwest too, you know, so I literally felt like I was home for a little bit. It was cool. And I'm super happy we stayed the extra day too. Mm-hmm. We've had a great time with you guys, and like, I feel like as Korean Americans, as even though, like, to be honest, like, I used to get really uncomfortable being labeled as K-hip-hop and whatever. I was like, no, I'm not. But the reality is, like, I am Korean, and now I'm proud of it, and I feel like we can be like an ambassador almost, like, as the middle ground between Korean and American music and culture. And it's just so cool, like, meeting all these new fans and new people like you guys. And yeah.
We're trying to break the pattern of xenophobia in our little area. We don't have as much here in Kansas City.
You know what people don't talk about, though? It's not just xenophobia. It's like there's so many Asian people that are, like, uncomfortable with other races of people, right? So I feel like for us, it's like we show them Korean people, other Asian people, like, yo, like, they're so cool. Like, we're sure having a great time. Yeah. So it's not just about... And, like, I really appreciate all, like, my white, black, Latino, like, friends, whatever, that are getting behind Asian people. But, like, let's talk about the Asian community, too. Like, bro, like, this is our family, too. Like, look at you guys hosting us, all the hospitality and all the new fans we made last night, all the new friends that aren't even into Korean music at all. They just thought we were cool guys, you know? So I think that's what it's all about. Like, I accept any label anyone puts on it. Like, people that don't know who I am, like, they'll see how I look and how I dress. I'm like, oh, K-pop. Cool. K-pop's cool, bro. Like, I support K-pop, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, we're here to meet and like kind of like, I don't know, like I'm just trying to show that it's bigger than music, you know? And I feel like us coming to Kansas, like this might have been one of the smaller shows I've done in a long time. But the energy in there was incredible. And we're just trying to show people that this is not just K-rap or K-pop or us trying to prove ourselves in America. Like, this whole journey is literally like we're all people at the end of the day.
Exactly. You know? We're all people. You guys make music. We want to hear it. We want you here. We've said we're secondary market. We get overlooked all the time. Nobody gives us a blink. And we want you to know we appreciate you.
And we appreciate y'all.
So I'm really so excited that you came. You've been here. You've performed. You've rocked the place. You guys are tremendously amazing artists. And most importantly, you're really fun to hang around with. And I thank you for coming to
the
studio.
I'm a little crazy. I'm sorry.
I don't apologize. You are you. Everybody's different. And it takes all kinds of people to make a wonderful world. But we really want you to know you're always welcomed here. Come anytime you're flying through. Please, if you're on a bus tour, please make sure you stop. We hate it when people fly over. Y'all fly from LA to Atlanta to New York all the time, and you guys fly right over us, or you do the stop. We have to stop for a moment in Kansas City, but nobody gets off a plane. So you are always welcome here.
We'll check in with you for sure.
Okay, well, tell me one last thing. I know you've said you got some things in the works, but aside from your artist work, what about you personally? You're looking for something. I know you're going to Korea, but is there something personal? Like you've got a goal for yourself. You want to work out more or whatever. Is there anything personal going on?
Definitely health. You know, I mean, like work out and focus on like other stuff too. Not just music, but like I have a book teaching Korean coming out. So I have that. And I have a TV series I'm working on too. And then just being a better person too overall, you know what I mean? Being a better son to my father who's older and my grandfather, my mother, and just being a better friend and being a better person overall besides all this music stuff, you know?
Great. Yep. Ted, I know you're going to go see your family.
Yeah, I mean, he summed it up. Like, I feel like, you know, when I was younger, like, I felt like I wasn't like, I just wanted to fit in so bad with like all these other kids, like people that I considered my friends who probably weren't even my friends, but that's not their fault, you know? So now that I've become an artist, like a pretty successful one, that's something I love to do. Like I've just been chasing this like perfection that I realize you're never gonna hit because no human is perfect, you know? So I think like I focus so much on my music career and like trying to really work on my craft and become this great artist that sometimes like I don't like the person I've become too. So like I just want to be like a better person and human being, and that's it really, because at the end of the day, like when we die, like none of this jewelry, like no money, no fame, no music, it's just like what, who are we and what did we bring to this world? And I feel like I have so much more to offer than what I've given and what I've been portrayed as, you know. So
yeah, and everyone's going through their stuff too, you know what I mean? We're all like similar beings, so whether it's like anxiety, depression, whatever it is, whatever problems you're dealing with, big or small, like, you know, you could have a friend that passed away, or you could have some stress at work or with your girlfriend or whatever it is, but everyone in life is going through their things, you know what I mean? No matter how big or small. So we're all very similar, no matter how famous or rich or whatever you are. Everyone's going through their certain things, so, you know, hear people out and just understand.
Well, whenever you are needing a break, you've got too much going on in your cities because they're 24-hour cities for the most part, know that you're going to always come here and chill. Because we will, I mean, you've been here, you've seen how chill it is. It's a great community. We are more than willing to welcome you anytime.
That's love.
Yeah, we're so happy we came through. And I'm telling you, like, when you first hit me up, like, I realized there's so many bookings that, like, fall through. And, like, I get, like, requests all the time from, like, places. I'm just like, I don't know. But you were, like, so genuine and so nice. And, like, this is what music's all about, right? Mm-hmm. To, like, not just receive this kind of energy, but we have to give that energy back. Like, we're responsible for that. So this has been a great, like, stop, and honestly like a little vacation for us, like living in LA, like being a Midwest kid, like from Madison, and then going somewhere like New York, like LA, like I love those places, and what they've done for my career, but like, I think I used to hate Madison. I used to hate the Midwest until I left. And now, like, I look back, like, wow, like, it's a beautiful place, you know? So we're truly enjoying our time here, and we're so thankful we came in. We can't wait to come back. Shouts to Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah. I'm confused still. All three
we
of
were
them.
In both. We were in both dates in the last 2 days.
We on the border pretty much, right? Yep, trust. Border, yeah. We with y'all, though. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for having us. We're so happy to be here.
Thank you both. Thanks for stopping in. I really appreciate that, and I will let you guys get going.
Let's get this barbecue.